Hi, my name is Akiron, and welcome to my video and podcast. Every step is an amazing, joyful adventure where I give you another golden nugget of success to help you manifest your dreams and desires into your physical reality by enjoying every step of the journey and smelling the roses all along the way, because the prize is just the excuse to embark on the journey to receive the prizes along the way. So enjoy my video and podcast. Every day is an amazing, joyful adventure. All right. Hi, my name is Akiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, and all the other goodies I make, I help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can manifest whatever you want in your life. Come visit me at zakiron.com for lots of those kind of supportive goodies. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you become the awesome master of creation you are at freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Every step is an amazing, joyful adventure. Or how to manifest your dreams and desires into your physical reality by enjoying every step of the journey of creation. So, how can I have fun every day? And how can I easily create my delicious desires into my physical reality? Well, the question is the answer, because the key to creating what you want in your life is to, first of all, have fun. And to enjoy every single step of the adventure of creation. That means every single step. Creating what you want is like sex. You enjoy every step of the delicious, sensual journey towards the goal of orgasm, but you're not focused on orgasm. You're just enjoying every stroke and every kiss and every lick and every squeeze and every touch and every feeling to the eventual ecstatic climax. But also, like really good tantric sex, you never want it to end. You want it to just go on and on and on and on and on forever. You almost don't want orgasm to even come because you want it to last forever. So you have to look at creating your desires into physical reality in a similar way. Your dream, your desire, your goal is the orgasm, as it were. But you don't just jump straight from the desire to orgasm. That's no fun. You've got to make it last, baby. When people get inspired to achieve a dream or desire, they think that they want it right now. They want to jump straight from the first date immediately to orgasm, but that's not what you really want. You didn't come to Earth to get into a human body to just have thoughts and then immediately get what you want. You came here for the journey. You came here for the adventure of creation and creating those dreams into reality. You came here for every kiss and every stroke and every touch and every lick of life. The result, the orgasm, as it were, the money or the success, etc., whatever your desire is, you came for the journey of that desire's creation, not just for its manifestation. Another great analogy that I use often and is one of my most favorite things to do on Earth, aside from sex, of course, is hiking in the mountains or the bush. I pick a location and, a goal for my hike to get to the top of the mountain or to find the waterfall, etc. And first there is the excitement of the hike. Ooh, yeah, just thinking about it is exciting. And then inviting friends to join me and then getting together. And then there's the adventure of the drive or maybe even the flight to get there. And then we arrive at the start of the hike and immediately there are wonderful, beautiful things to see, beautiful vistas, trees and creatures to see. But we haven't even taken one step of the actual journey yet. And then we get our backpacks on, and we start our trek, and we're chatting about this and that, and pointing at this, and this beautiful view, that beautiful tree, that beautiful animal, that beautiful bird, continually all along the way. So we're enjoying every single step of the journey. And even though it may take hours and hours, maybe even days to get to our eventual, quote-unquote, final destination, not one of us is complaining that we're not there yet, because we're loving every step of the journey. We're loving every tree, every plant, every bird, every amazing view, and we're not even thinking about the final destination, because we all know we'll eventually get there, and it will be awesome, and it's exciting thinking about the final destination, but of course we're enjoying every step along the way. And that is how you must live your life in regards to your dreams and desires. You must look at them like sex. You'll eventually get there, but until then, I'm going to enjoy every kiss and every stroke and every touch and every lick to climax. You must look at your dreams and desires as a hike to the top of the mountain. You're on the path. You're enjoying every single step on the way. All the beautiful views and creatures. You're enjoying all the wonderful experiences and beauty, and excitement and fun along the way. But you're not disappointed or angry or sad, etc., that you're not to the top of the mountain right away, because it's so much fun getting there. You don't want to rush that orgasm, because you want every step on the way to last forever. So just like you almost don't want that orgasm to come, because you're enjoying every ecstatic step on the way. This is how you must be with your desires. You must relish and indulge in and embrace every step of the journey of creating your desires into physical reality, because that's where the fun is. Isn't the excitement of Christmas almost more exciting than actually getting those presents finally? It's almost a letdown when you finally get those presents, isn't it? Because it's kind of like, you know, okay, great, I got them, what's next? What can I get excited about now? The excitement of life and the excitement of creating your desires is why you are here. Because that's the fun part of life. That's where the juice is. What's your fondest memories of your life? For me, it's travel and adventures. Travel with my family. Travel with my mom and my dad. Travel with my friends. Travel with my lovers. Do I think about all the cash I've had, or the big bank accounts I've had, or the cars I've had, or et cetera, et cetera, or any of these things that I've, you know, created? No, it's my fondest memories are the amazing experiences, the amazing love affairs, the amazing sensual experiences and sexual experiences and travel experiences and the amazing journeys and adventures and trips and vacations and holidays and hikes and swims and snorkels and dives, etc., etc., that I've had. That's why I've chosen my business. The most exciting thing that I like to do is travel, and that's why my business is all about helping people create their dreams into reality, but also to travel, because there is not much more memorable than travel and nature and going to amazing places and eating amazing food and seeing amazing cultures. And then, of course, doing that with people you love, you know, and sharing those amazing experiences with your friends and family and lovers, etc. And just like travel, where there is an endless amount of places that you can see and adventures to be had, and you could literally travel every single day of your life and you'd still only scratch the surface of the endless adventures that can be experienced on planet Earth. The same goes for your dreams and desires. You'll never, ever run out of awesome ideas and dreams and desires to create. And it doesn't matter how small or big your dreams are, or whatever your dream is, as soon as you manifest it, there will always be another amazing idea to now create. There will be another amazing desire or dream to want, and then take the steps to achieving, and another, and then another, and then another, and then another. And just as my bucket list, which I call a life list, is completely endless, so are my dreams and desires. I have more dreams and desires than I could possibly manifest in 1,000 lifetimes. And so do you, if you let yourself dream. But the trouble is, most people don't let themselves dream, because when they think about their dreams, they actually think about the lack of their dreams and how hard it is. They believe it is to get their dreams, so it doesn't feel good to think about their dreams. But it does feel good to think about your dreams when you believe you can achieve them, and when you realize that it's not just about achieving the dreams, it's about enjoying the journey along the way. We all have an infinite amount of dreams and desires that we wish to create, and the key to your happiness and your sanity is to understand that it's the kisses and the licks and the strokes and the steps and the amazing views and the sensual experiences along the way that you came for, not to just get the stuff or get the person or get the money. It's not the stuff, because you aren't going to be able to create and attract every single idea and every single dream and every desire you have. But it doesn't matter, because the journey of creating those desires is what it's all about. It's what life's all about. And enjoying every single step, every single experience of the adventure of creating those dreams and desires in physical reality. That is what life is about and why you are here on planet Earth. And not to mention, of course, the fact that you are immortal, so there's no rush. There's no such thing as a limited amount of time. There's no need to create a bucket list to see and do and try to bang out as many things as you possibly can before you croak, as if this is your only chance to do those things or see those things or be those things or have those things that you want. That's complete bullpucky. What you don't get done in this lifetime, you will get done in the next, or not. It doesn't even matter, because getting things done is not why you're here and not what life is about. The prize is just the excuse to go on the journey. The orgasm is just the excuse to make love. The top of the mountain is just the excuse to go on the delicious adventure of every amazing step on the way to the top. And when you do get to the top of the mountain, there's another mountain to climb, and another, and another, and another wonderful idea, and another place to go, and another place to think, and another thing to manifest, and another idea to create, and another dream to manifest, and another amazing, joyful, delicious, sensual, ecstatic, fun, magical step to take. After another, after another, after another, after another, forever and ever and ever and ever. And even if you don't get to the top of the mountain, well, it doesn't matter, because you had an absolute ball the entire way. You had fun every step of the journey. And having fun every step of the way actually ensures you absolutely will get to the top of the mountain. Because getting to the top of the mountain is just the next logical step on your awesome, ecstatic, and fun adventure. And by having fun and being in the vibration of fun and enjoying the delight of being, doing, and having what you want, you're in the same vibration as it, and it has to manifest in your reality. But again, it doesn't matter if it does or not, because you're having fun along the way. So, who's with me? Who wants to really and truly indulge in and delight in and embrace every single step of this amazing creation? Do you have big desires and big dreams? Of course you do. And who has a big passion? to make those dreams and desires come true. Most of all, who wants to really and truly live every single day, every single hour, and every single minute to the fullest? To live a life of non-stop fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Because if that's you, then I want to play with you. I want to experience the ecstasy of life with you. So let's play together. Let's travel the world together. Let's get rich together. Let's be free together. Let's have fun together. Let's create amazing, wonderful things together and help other people have fun making their dreams come true. And let's travel the world and really embrace the beauty and magic that is available to us on this fabulous, beautiful earth and help other people bless their lives with the joy and delight of international travel and lead lives of non-stop, amazing, memorable experiences. So if that sounds like the life for you, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. And let's get you on the road to freedom. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to traveling with you. And I look forward to creating heaven on earth with you. Because that's why we are here, my friends. Alright, thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share this with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Help them enjoy every single step of the journey. Because that's why they came here. But also, to manifest what they want. Because that's fun too. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies. Videos, audios, books, etc. to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!